Sean, a tough evening. Give us your thoughts on how your team performed today.
Well, definitely not a tough evening, other than the result, because, you know, we know the reality of where we are, and we know the gap between us and clubs like this. And you can see that, you know, not just in the moments that they have and some of the real quality moments they have, but also it's not rocket science. You look at the investment in the team, and that's something we're still maturing with, both financially and as players on the pitch, for them details. But no disappointments in the performance. There's been a bit of noise about them this season. They're still a top side. You know, they're a very good side. They're highly efficient at most things. They can make change. They're still a good side. And then just when you think, come on, then let's have one of them nice stories where we nick one, and then they throw Hazard on, and he ain't bad either. So it's fair to say they're a very strong outfit, and I thought we gave a very good account ourselves about our performance, and focused on that, and took the game on as many times as we could, because you appreciate they are going to have spells in the game when they are good.
Were you disappointed you didn't cause them a few more problems?
No, not at all. It's as I said, it's very difficult. You know, they're defensively very strong. It's not just their attacking players. They're defensively very strong, and they have been for the last season, well, this season and last season. Because I thought we caused them enough to make them anxious. We got them on the back foot at times. We kept playing. We kept probing. You know, they're a good side, and you know, the higher up the ladder you go when you're playing against these top sides, there is a reason why some of them players are what they are. I think we're still maturing. I think the team is maturing. I think it's learning. I think it's improving. You know, you look at the individual improvement of some of the players. We've shifted a long way this season, so absolutely no disappointments from me.
And when you got that equaliser,
other than the result, by the way.
Indeed. When you got that equalising goal. A nice run inside by Goodmanson and Michaud, and Ashley Barnes, from your angle, does he just canned off him, or has he flicked it towards the goal?
Well, firstly, we must mention that the officials, the strength of the officials, because they're getting bombarded from their side. No angle to that, by the way, but it's human reaction. They're saying it's this, that and the other. The linesman, the ref, stayed absolutely solid, as they should, because we saw obviously we know it's a valid goal. So credit to them. And then Barnsley, what a fantastic bit of skill. His awareness was unbelievable. The finish was top draw, and it should be shown 1,000 times this week.
And the tongue firmly in the cheek. But despite the fact you've got back on level terms, and then hopefully it just couldn't quite hold on to the lead long enough.
Well, the two goals, actually, don't get me wrong, they had a couple of real good chances. We all know that. And you normally get that with these top sides. You know, they find a way, no matter how well you play or how well you defend, they find a way of having chances. And they had the one golden one with a breakaway. But soft goal for the first and the second one's a bit, you know, we're more or less in the right shape. I've had a quick look at it back, and you know, it breaks to their player from, you know, it's a cross that's going behind everyone, and Giroud tries to get a back heel on it, and he actually plays it more into the path of their player, you know, by default. But like I say, we don't want to cry in too much, because that can happen in a game, and they had a couple of other real golden moments where we've had to, you know, get a bit of luck. But like I say, overall, the biggest thing for me is at half-time, when you're 1-0 down against these games, they can get away from you, because these teams can keep the ball and they stay structured and they're resolute, as well as their attacking prowess. I think we really took the game on and actually made a real game of it to try and get a result. And I'm very pleased about that from the mentality of our players.
Just from the other angle as well, you mentioned Eden Hazard coming on. He had a real impact on the game, didn't he, when he did come on?
How could he not, really? A lot of talk about him, but I saw him the other day and I thought he looked about pretty decent, to say the least, and I thought he looked pretty decent tonight. So, you know, I think sometimes you've got to remember the media often make noise about their standards. His standards are so high that if he comes off that, people go, oh, he's not doing this, that and the other. But at the end of the day, he's a top player without a shadow of a doubt.
And as far as Burnley's going, the season's been fantastic so far. You just want to crack on and finish as strong as you can. But, you know, absolutely no disgrace in that out there tonight, because your boys give absolutely everything out there. And Chelsea, well, we're very good on the night.
They're a good side. You know, and we do give everything. We're relentless in our attitude to win a game. And that was on show again today, the mentality to try and win a game. Backed by a fantastic support. You know, the energy in the stadium, the belief in the fans to the players, it all counts. You know, that one club mentality I was searching for 5.5 years ago when I got here, well, that's been intact for a long time now, and it stays intact because the fans see a team that will give them everything. You know, and for anything we lack in moments of true quality, which we're still working on, but makes made up for tenfold by the mentality of a side to give everything to win a game. And for me, that will never go out of fashion. It certainly won't go out of fashion in these parts.
And you could see that tonight. The team were applauded off at the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think innovation and everybody's applauding.
Yeah, no, because I think the fans have become. I love the fact here they're very reality bound. They know the gap. You know, they're not stupid here. They've learned over the 5.5 years I've been here. They've actually seen the team progress, and they still see it progress. I mean, if you're looking, if I'm a fan and I'm watching Johan Gudmundsson, I'm thinking he is moving forward. Yeah. That kid's becoming a real player. They know about Tarki. They know about Popey. There's players underneath the radar. Ben Mee, you know, been here a while, but a very, very high performer. Johan's a very high performer. West is, you know, continues to get his run of games. You know, this, if you're a fan, you're looking at that, not just the result. And I think they see a lot of positives there.
Do you think you have to manage the expectations sometimes of the supporters here, or do you think
no, I don't
so
think
grounded
so.
That you don't have to do that?
No, I don't think so, only because I've never done anything than tell them the truth. I can assure you, we are enjoying this, but we're also reality bound. We know that this is like, you know, can you grip this season and take it forward? Because next season is going to start again, and it's going to be another big challenge. You know, so I don't think there is a massive need to manage expectations, because I think there is an expectation here of enjoying this, but they know the realities. And I continue to be, you know, so impressed with the fan base here, because I think it's difficult in football now. I think fans have a very high opinion of every moment and a very, very high demand, as high as it's ever been, about their team should be doing this, that and the other. The fans here, I think, of course there's a demand, by the way, but what I mean is they look at it and go, hang on a minute, we've got a lot here, we get given a lot, as in the team give us a lot, and they'll back that and support it. I want that to continue. I hope it does, because that gives us a much, much better chance of continuing to be progressing and continuing sort of being high performers ourselves, in our world, of course. And I enjoy that. Now, it has to be maintained and it has to be looked after, but I think the people here will do that.